You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Light shines in the darkness for the upright. God is gracious, merciful, and just. The gloom shall become like midday. Divine justice shall endure forever, and lavishly does God give to the poor. These words taken from the book of Psalms offer us a glimpse into some of the oldest fragments of Old Testament literature. The many themes addressed in the book of Psalms not only include the praise and the worship of God, but also gives us an insight into God's holy will, the primacy of the covenant between God and man, and our custodial responsibilities to ourselves and to others, the forgotten, the oppressed, the lonely, the alienated, the weak, the downtrodden, the stranger, the lost, and the languishing. The prophet Isaiah addresses these mandates in today's first reading as he speaks to the people of his day. Serve the needs of others. Cast off personal and collective poverty. Grow in the love of God with charity in your heart. Carry the yoke of your neighbor and lay down your own. As the prophet Isaiah writes, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. My dear friends, how can we say that we love God whom we cannot see, and yet despise, reject, and cast off our brothers and sisters in need whom we do see? How can we divest ourselves of the poverty and the misery of others as well as our own? Have faith, dear friends. Look into your heart, filled with the pieces of a puzzle that rarely ever fit. Only through faith in God can we unscramble that which confounds us. Choose love over hate and indifference. Free yourselves by forgiving those who have sinned against you. Have courage and trust in the Lord. Do not be afraid. Remember, every journey of faith begins with a first step led by the Spirit of God. In every generation, spiritual poverty, like material poverty, are two sides of the same coin, one of the greatest hindrances known to us. Be aware of who you are. Earthen vessels, waiting to be filled up, empty and poor, in the sight of our Lord. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, one of the great saints of our generation, understood this well because she completely and clearly embraced her own poverty. She championed the cause of the poor, a ministry we must all share in common. Mother challenges us with these provocative, powerful words, and listen to them carefully. The hunger for love is much more difficult to remove than the hunger for bread. The hunger for love is much more difficult to remove than the hunger for bread. Yes, we are all beggars before God and in the sight of our Lord. So let us lay down our burden, our poverty, our emptiness, our struggles, our weakness, our guilt, our shame, and our sin, which we carry each day of our lives in the secret, unspoken places of the heart. St. Paul, in his letter to the church in Corinth, writes these words regarding his own personal poverty. So now listen carefully to his words. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and great trembling, and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the very power of God. Paul publicly embraces his former infidelity and sin, his own personal poverty and want, in order to uncover the riches and the fruits of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, after Jesus inspired the crowds with the teaching of the Beatitudes, he spoke these words from today's gospel from Matthew. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Jesus warns us not to become insipid, flat, tasteless, trampled underfoot, but rather to season the world with the gospel, with the very love and mercy of God, the love that we bear one for another in His name. Christ, by his cross and resurrection, frees us from the heavy chains that bind. Guard and protect the light which has been given to you, which you carry within yourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Never hide it, but rather place it on a lampstand for all to see. Carry your cross with faith and joy, and assist your brothers and sisters along the way. Beloved, your love for one another must be a testament to the world, a beautiful reflection of the love of God, which lives in each and every one of us. Freely forgive with a generous heart, and share with one another the fruits of this world, the goods of time and eternity. We have been given a marvelous opportunity to dig in to the misery of human life and try to obliterate it. One such way is by giving to the charity and development appeal of the Diocese of Phoenix. It is a challenge given to us to work for the poor with a generous heart and to find within our lives our own personal poverty from which we draw our strength and the love of God. Enriched by the mercy of God, be unfettered from every evil and sin, rejoicing in Jesus Christ, and know his joy and peace through the loving service that you and I are called to render to one another. May the blessing of God reign in your hearts and abide with you every day of your life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.